Chapter 4, Music and Art.
Art Nouveau.
Art Nouveau.
His sinuous and elastic line took part of its character from Art Nouveau calligraphy, the pervasive civic style of Barcelona in his boyhood.
Influenced by the supple lines and Asian touches of the Art Nouveau movement, he did better with fabric and furniture.
Bauhaus.
Bauhaus.
Led by Jean Clair, the director of the Musée Picasso in Paris, six curators have set out to raise and question the ghosts of the queen cities of modernism, Paris, Berlin, and New York, with detours to London, Weimar, for the Bauhaus, Cologne, for Dada, and Moscow, for constructivism. In the decade between the end of World War I and the arrival of the 1929 Depression. Caricature.
Caricature.
Years later, I was told that he had drawn a caricature of Stalin, but it wasn't this that caused his arrest.
2 years after the American invasion of Panama, that nation is once again a corrupt parody of democracy.
Diva.
Diva.
Less fancifully, she's Rachel Maron, Whitney Houston playing what she is, a pop diva crossing over to the movies, though it's unlikely that she will be up for an Oscar the first time out, as is the fictional Rachel. Gospel music.
Gospel music.
Cuban-born singer John Secada, who co-wrote several of Estefan's best-selling songs, has since recorded his own hits, which combine elements of Cuban music, top 40, and gospel.
Braxton, 25, seems destined for pop divadom. Ironic, given that Braxton, the daughter of a fundamentalist minister, was only permitted to listen to gospel music growing up.
Groupie.
Groupie.
Alternative has no strict definition, but it has a feel. Its musicians reject showbiz glitz. They support progressive social causes. Many of them avoid dating groupies and models.
By trial's end, all the contentious testimony may be reduced to a new twist on age-old gender imperatives. Either a star thinks he can take anything he wants, or inside every good girl beats a groupie's concupiscent heart.
Minimalism.
Minimalism.
The mix of witless conceptualism, pseudo-documentary, and weekly recycled minimalism is stifling. Motown.
Motown.
Her father was a jazz guitarist, and she remembers Motown, Bob Dylan, and classical music being played around the house. New Age.
New Age.
Deep Forest was conceived by Michael Sanchez and Eric Mouquet, two French musicians who blended New Age electronics with UNESCO field recordings of music from Zaire, the Solomon Islands, Burundi, Tibesti, and the Sahel.
The talk used to be confined to New Age bookstores, health food shops, and holistic magazines printed on whole grain paper. But alternative medicine has now gone slickly mainstream.
Postmodern.
Postmodern.
Last New Year's Day, Boston Sheriff Robert Ruffo gave 935 hardened criminals a present, a postmodern pink concrete and brick high-rise home, a new designer prison, with a colonnaded inner courtyard where the inmates, clad in bright orange jackets, could stroll in pairs. Reggae.
Reggae.
The New York-based Irish-American group Black 47, which mixes rap, reggae, and traditional Irish melodies, has appeared on both The Tonight Show and Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Loaded with angry lyrics, a reggae revival is spicing up the mainstream and heating up the charts.
Rap music.
Rap music.
Both albums were pure top 40, accessorized with rap cliches.
It happened to Professor Griff, formerly of the politically charged rap group Public Enemy.
Woodstock.
Woodstock.
John Paul had arrived on the scene of what some were calling a Catholic Woodstock, a four-day youth festival that had drawn more than 180,000 people from all over the world.
Baby boomers, especially the older ones like Clinton, who were born in the 1940s, have been pop cultural imperialists since before Woodstock. The rest of America, like it or not, has had to endure their collective self-absorption as they metamorphosed from hippies to yuppies to competitive parenting.